Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story by Bridget Ruthman in yesterday's Republican American, state police seized 43 guns from a Cornwall home Sunday while William Dineen was accused of domestic violence. Dineen was required to turn over those guns to police while the case against him is pending in Superior Court. His ex-girlfriend called 911 from a neighbor's house on Sunday, saying she had been strangled and told she was going to die. Dineen admitted he had been drinking. She told police she had taken Dineen's cell phone from his hands because he wasn't paying attention to food he had been cooking on the stove. The two lived together. Police found the woman bleeding and crying. Her bruising was consistent with strangulation, according to police. Dineen cooperated when police ordered him out of the house with his hands in view, admitting to police that they hadn't been getting along when she, quote, pushed my buttons and I lost it, end quote. He was charged with disorderly conduct, threatening third-degree assault and strangulation. He was arraigned on Monday. The judge imposed a protective order requiring Dineen to stay away from the woman and not to enter the home they shared, except to remove his belongings. He was set free on a written promise to appear for his next court date. The Columbia County Fair kicks off running through September 2nd in Chatham, New York, with live entertainment featuring Frankie Ballard of American Idol and Mariah Formica of NBC's The Voice. Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church on Route 22 in Armenia, will have their bag sale from 10 to 2 on Saturday, August 31st also. The thrift shop will be closed Wednesday, September 4th to restock and open for business again on Saturday, September the 7th. Great Barrington Historical Society and the Bidwell House Museum and Claire Teague Senior Center co-hosting a presentation entitled Revolution of Their Own, the story of Deborah Sampson at the Teague Center. Located on South Main Street in Great Barrington, the program is free and open to the public. In Dover, the town board will hold their regular meeting at 6:30 in Dover Town Hall. The Little Nine Partners Historical Society holding a meeting at 7 p.m. at the Graham Rush House on Church Street, Route 199, next to Peck's Market. All are welcome to attend. Tanglewood has something special coming up. Gladys Knight and the Spinners, 7-time Grammy winner, will perform in the Shed as part of the Popular Artist Series. A clean energy revolution is happening on August 28th in Rhinebeck, New York at 8:15. A free screening of filmmaker James Redford's Journey into the Dawn of Clean Energy. Coming up on Thursday, August 29th, that is the kickoff to the big historic weekend at Lime Rock Park. That is the Antique Race Car Parade, which starts at 4 p.m. The parade leaves Lime Rock at 4 on Thursday, making its way along a 17-mile route, including the towns of Lime Rock, Lakeville, Salisbury, and Falls Village. Parade watchers can watch by the side of the road. Each parade participant contributes $25 each, and that is donated to a local charity. If you own a 1975 or older sports car or vintage car and want to be in that, but you can apply at limerock.com. And right after it ends in Falls Village, the street fair begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Cars arrive, line the streets for a car show and street fair, live music, entertainment, food and drinks, community vendors, and more. And entry is free. And, of course, then the rest of the weekend, Historic Festival 37, featuring the Sunday in the Park concours and gathering of the marquees, it now in its 37th year. More information at limerock.com. Coming up on August 29th, Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon is hosting a community potluck supper at 6 o'clock in the parish hall in honor of the church's 200th anniversary later this year. Ed Kirby, noted Sharon historian and author, will be giving a brief talk in his first speaker series at 6:30 in the evening. Ed will discuss the Church of England in Sharon, the evolution of Christ Church Episcopal, and the connection of the local iron industry with St. Thomas Episcopal and Trinity Lime Rock. He'll also share some personal recollections of past church life in Sharon. Potluck dishes will be shared with all. For questions, contact the office at 860-364-5260. On Thursday night, it's the wrap-up of the 8th Annual Sunset Music Series at the Canaan VFW on 104 South Canaan Road, Route 7, with two guys in suits and ties. It's from 7 until 9 p.m. An exhibit, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon, will be on display at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, from August 30th through October 13th. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and Sunday, noon till 4. The Goshen Fair features professional truck pulls, Soul Sound Review, Apricot Brandy, James Montgomery Blues Band, and also special guest Christine Ullman. There'll be fireworks and much, much more. A true agricultural society put on at the Goshen Agricultural Society's fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Monday, Labor Day, from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will present the second annual Kent Carnival on Saturday, the rain date on Monday, September 2nd, at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street in Kent, from 12 till 3. The field will be buzzing with activities for people of all ages. Play all games for $3 each or two for $5. This all raise funds for the Lions Club, which will be cooking lunch as well. On Saturday from 1 to 3:30, Taconic Grange, number 107 Dunbar Road in Sharon, is holding an information and skill-sharing session on saving seeds for home gardeners. Grange members and others will be demonstrating how to save seeds from bush beans, tomatoes, houseplants, herbs, and more, with actual plants and fruit. If you've already saving seeds and would like to share some, please contact them at 860-671-7945. Friends of the Stissing Landmarks will light the Stissing Mountain Fire Tower on Saturday from 9 till 9:30 in observance of the 6th annual lighting of the Fire Tower event statewide. Observers can view the Stissing Fire Tower throughout Pine Plains and the surrounding area and be reminded that towers such as that one once existed to keep communities and neighbors safe from forest fires. More information at stissingfiretower.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 120.93 to 25,777.90 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7826.95, and the S&P 500 at 2869.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.